This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Orgit. Bay FM News will be featuring the five candidates running in the Long Range Mountains riding this week with a story each morning. Carol Anstey has been campaigning for the Progressive Conservatives for nearly 4 years now. She has four children and would like to see them have the opportunity to live, work, and raise a family in Newfoundland, Labrador. Anstey feels without changes to government, they won't have the same opportunities that she had.
I think in order to be able to live and work and thrive in Newfoundland and Labrador, we have to have economic growth and development in this province, and I think that's what's important. I also think that the cost of living has to decrease in order for young people to have a good start in life and to be able to afford a home and to be able to have the lifestyle that they want. So I think decreasing costs for them is also important.
Anstey feels the biggest issue facing people today is the increasing cost of living, and she says people are feeling strapped.
They're having a tough time making ends meet. Deteriorating infrastructure in communities is also another big one, especially in rural and remote areas. People are concerned about the state of the roads, and I also hear a lot about healthcare, which of course is a provincial issue, but something that we get a lot at the doors is lack of a family doctor or how far away people have to travel or how long they have to wait for appointments. That's also another big one.
Anstey says while healthcare is managed by the provincial government, the federal government could help, but not with money at this point.
But the problem is right now, financially, the federal government is not in a great situation. We pay more to service our debt than we do in healthcare transfers to the provinces. So in a place like Newfoundland and Labrador, the federal government could do a great job in helping the province out. But financially, I think it's a little bit tough right now. So I think that's the role that the federal government can play.
Anstey says the fishery is very important to people in the riding, and she can see potential opportunities in the industry with the comeback of Northern Cod. She says more can be done.
Operate more on principles of adjacency, so our coastal communities are receiving the biggest benefit. I think you see a lot of controversy in and around the fishery right now, so I think that's an opportunity. Also, St. Anthony and where it's geographically located can also play a role in national defense and securing the Arctic. That's another potential opportunity.
For more information, go to carolanstey.ca. That's your latest Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Orgit, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.